everybody, my name's Chemistry Cole, and today I'm gonna teach you all how to do the science shuffle. So alright, on the count of one, a two, and a three, we'll go to a one, two, three.
Hello and howdy do. My name is Brooke, and welcome to episode 5 of The Roost, a podcast where I hide from predators. Thank you for listening in. So today I have met another new Roost member to introduce, I guess. I actually met him while he was rummaging through a Tim Hortons dumpster, and his name is Cole. So Cole, please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Holy mackerel, the come from away hoser's poking fun at my Canucks when she never had a double-double in a Timbit, eh? Jesus, yeah. Murphy.
great job. Thank you so much, Cole. I'm so sorry. I'm not aware of the legend that is Tim Hortons. I don't think we have them down here, actually.
There's a few, like, in Florida, a couple other areas where, like, the snowbirds go down.
That's really upsetting, actually.
There's one in Scotland. I got to go to that one. I felt, like, really patriotic when I walked inside.
You felt patriotic? Why is there a Tim Hortons in Ireland?
I was with my grandfather in, like, Scotland, and he's like, what do you want to do, Cole? I'm like, I want to go to the Tim Hortons. It's been, like, 3 months since I've had Timmy's. I was in Europe for a while.
Timmy's? Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know,
you guys Timmy's, call Tim it Hortons. Timmy's over there?
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all are, what a, you guys are a different breed up there, I'll tell you that.
You could say we're loonies.
A little loony, maybe.
That's what we call our dollar coins. Loonies.
You call them dollar, that's, really?
Yeah, the $1 coin's a loony, and the $2 coin's a toonie.
A toonie? Do you guys actually use them?
Yeah, it's like we don't have, like, the bills. Like, I like the $1 and $2 bills, but we don't have those. We have, like, these really annoying coins.
I'm learning so much. I was over here, like, because earlier we were like, oh, I'll learn a little bit about Canada, and you said you don't know anything about Canada. And I'm learning so much. I didn't know. I thought you guys had, like, a dollar. You guys have a dollar bill. But no, you have, like, a loony and a toonie?
Yeah, it's called a loony because it's got, like, a loon on it.
A loon? Who's the loon?
You know, like the bird, like what they goes. What's what noise does a loon make? Like a
loony bird?
Yeah, like they're like. Wait, I'll send you a GIF. I know our lovely listeners.
Is this gonna crash my Discord?
No, it's not the fart gun.
Okay, thank goodness. In case any of the listeners are not aware, Cole is infamous for sending Discord crash GIFs.
I do so a little trolling.
We do a little trolling. Okay, I looked up the loony bird. I got Showbiz Pizza Wiki.
Just that one.
Okay, I see it. No, but I think you should look up the word loony bird. Because I'm getting this bird that's, like, red with green, like, accoutrement on it. And I got really afraid for a moment that was the Canadian, like, national bird. Is that your national bird? Or
see, the issue is I use DuckDuckGo, so I'm not getting it.
DuckDuckGo user over here. You guys see this, man?
Yeah,
who uses DuckDuckGo?
I
think it's probably, like, better, isn't it? Because it doesn't, like, sell your information as much as Google does, right?
Yeah, like, Google treats us like we're, like, sheep, but DuckDuckGo treats us like we're ducks, you know?
Like, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You just opened up, like, a Pandora's box here, because there was, like, two things in my mind when you mentioned DuckDuckGo. I was going to talk about how I use Firefox, or I was going to talk about the amazing kids game DuckDuckGoose, which is a favorite of mine.
DuckDuckGoose.
DuckDuckGoose is amazing, isn't it? But, like, where did it come from is the real question.
I think it came from what's that, like, place with the goose?
That's a few of them.
Like the you know, like the society with the geese.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
I Okay, I'm like looking at the wiki page. Duck Duck Goose is also called Duck Duck Gray Duck or Daisy in the Dell or Quail 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 Quarry.
What is a query, a bird?
I don't know. I'm learning so much today. First I learned that a Canadian dollar is called a loonie and is a coin. And now I'm learning that Duck Duck Goose is also called Quail Quail Quarry.
What if we actually played Quail Quail Query, me, you, and Craig right now?
Right now. Okay. Who's it? Who's it?
Craig.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Let's let Craig do the thing. He hasn't done anything.
Craig's just like he's like a, he likes to like watch us, you know.
Okay. So how
It's like
about
government when they do vaccines.
when they get the vaccines? Are you vaccinated? Actually,
I'm vaccinated against chickenpox.
that's so cool. Wait, what do you mean you're chickenpox is so cool.
Like varicella.
As a chicken, I'm a little offended actually. Is it called chickenpox because like you get it from a chicken, or is it called chickenpox because it's just called chickenpox?
I think it's because the when it was actually discovered, it was actually discovered by a chicken.
What?
Yeah, so like like they were all having tea at Harvard or like whatever they do, and like all of a sudden like a chicken just burst through the door and it's like Eureka! And they're like, "What is it, Mr. Chicken?" And he was like, "I discovered chicken pox." And then they were like, "Oh my God, you did it."
Yeah, that's exactly where it came from. You're actually completely right. Actually, my grandfather was the guy who who discovered it, and he's a chicken, obviously. So you cracked the code, basically.
It's such a cool story.
Such a cool story, right? No, but it says here, there's a number of theories here. One of them is that the red spots were thought to look like chickpeas, and then another theory is that the rash looks like the peck marks caused by a chicken, but you can't catch chicken pox from a chicken. So it's just, ooh, that looked like chicken thingy. And then I'm like, oh, okay. And that's it.
I thought it was because like the like the chicken like bursts out of your stomach like if you like die from it.
Cole, what did you just say?
Like in like Alien when like the alien like birth that's they got inspired by chicken pox because like the feral chicken would like jump out of your stomach and kill you if you like don't get the vaccine.
So distraught right now. The feral chicken. That like sounds like one of those stories, like when your like parent would like say, "Oh, don't eat the watermelon seed because you don't grow the watermelon patch in your stomach," and then you just would never eat the watermelon seeds. Did you ever have that?
When I see a watermelon, like it's already inside me, like I just devour those things.
Ha!
Love
Down on one of those.
watermelons. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not like too big of a fan of them. I guess I don't know. It just like the like texture of watermelon throws me off sometimes, especially because it's supposed to be like crunchy sweet water. I don't mind crunchy water. Okay, I don't mind it. It's just like I don't know. Like the way it like sits in your mouth once like you start. Okay, hold on. This is actually a really important question. How do you eat your watermelon? Because I know a few people, what they do is they take a bite into the watermelon and then they kind of like they pad it with like their tongue and like basically squeeze all of the juice out and then they swallow like the watermelon pulp.
what
And
I
some
do
people just swallow it whole.
I typically use a cheese grater. So I'll like sure I'll like grate the watermelon with the cheese grater. And then usually I like to massage it because that like really gets the flavor out. And, you know, I like my watermelon savory, so sometimes I'll, like, sprinkle some summer savory on it.
What's summer savory?
Oh, it's like a spice.
Oh, like savory spice. Oh, okay.
It might be a brand. I thought it was an actual spice, but it probably is a brand. and then I like to pop it on the Barbie with my shrimp. And then the then I take my like shredded some savory watermelon and I usually mix it with milk. And no, I just eat it the normal way. Like I like, you know, I guess you can't see my camera, but you know, I like just like pizza, except I don't eat the watermelon crust, you know.
Okay, like, I don't know what was going on with my mic there for a moment, but it, like, went out, but I was in physical pain hearing that, and, like, I just wish you could have heard the, like, sounds that were coming out of my mouth, you know? I don't know if you heard them or not. Discord didn't tell me, but,
You don't eat it like pizza?
What?
Or you don't like watermelon?
I was just having watermelon earlier because like my family was having a barbecue. I guess they wanted to bring out watermelon, and I took like one bite. I guess I do kind of eat it like pizza, but no, you know what, actually no, because sometimes I eat pizza like starting with the crust.
Bro,
like I start from the back and I make my way up. It's actually a lot, because I'm a cruster for life, okay? I love pizza crust. And I feel like, because of the massive disrespect that people show to pizza crust, as a result, I have to do better, you know? And so I eat it from, like, the crust, so I make sure that the pizza feels good about itself, you know? Because it deserves it. You get what I mean?
Yeah. Have you, like... In Europe, or, like, especially, it's, like, Germany, because that's where I was for a while. When they have pizza there, like, a lot of times they just give the entire pie, and they don't cut it at all, and you just use a fork and knife to, like, just cut into the pie, and I hate it, you know?
That's how it should be. But what, do you not like the crust?
No, I like the crust, but it's so hard to cut it with a fork and knife, you know? It's, like, pizza. It's not sliced. It's not even, like, sliced. Like, it's just a whole pizza, and you just cut it with a fork and knife. It's like super slippery, like all the toppings go everywhere because like I have motor difficulties.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, like I can't eat like Italian food in is like it's just like so messy, you know? Like I later with my friends, I'm just like, getting it all over myself.
Yeah. Are you like the do you like cut up your like spaghetti noodles and like use a spoon because it's easier?
I know some
people who do that. Yeah.
I'm kind of weird in that if I'm eating noodles, I actually like to use chopsticks.
Oh, well, no, that's not weird at all.
But if I'm not using chopsticks, or if it's like, you know, Italian, I guess, which is what we're talking about, typically I like to do the really fun thing, which is, because I guess like real Italians would eat it with like a fork and a spoon. I like to eat it with a fork and a knife. I don't usually like... Like, when I was younger, my mom would, like, cut it up for me, and that was really nice of her. But, yeah, no, I just kind of curl it against the knife, and then I'll, like, cut it a little bit if I need to.
Your spaghetti.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. You know, I quite, yeah. No, I like to be a little zesty, a little barbaric. I actually used to use my hands to pick up spaghetti. But like, I don't know, I quite like the messy feel. So like, I don't like, you know, twirl it against a spoon or anything. I just slurp that bad boy. And I let the tomato sauce get all over me because it makes me feel human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you pick, like a gamer almost.
I thought you were a chicken though.
Well, chickens can also be gamers. Like, come on. Okay. Is that what you were referring to?
Well, you said feel human, but...
Well, like, yeah, you don't... Here's the thing. No. Let me explain to you something here about the business of podcasting. It's really difficult to kind of, you know, get any deals. That's kind of why I have to start on Anchor and why I don't have really that big of a following, because most people don't really want to support chickens like me that are just trying to do better for themselves. It's really difficult in that aspect, but I kind of feel this disconnect, but I feel like I'm the most human a chicken has ever been. But I won't be accepted into those areas simply because of my my appearance. You get what I mean?
Yeah, I totally relate. I'm actually a wolf, but I just identify as human. But like,
yeah,
like people don't let me do things just because I'm a wolf, and it makes me sad because I really feel like a human, but I'm just a wolf, you know.
You're just a wolf. Yeah, no, I completely get it. It's difficult for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really tough subject to talk about on the podcast, but you know, I just feel like I kind of hope that with these discussions about identity and just not being just how everyone like perceives you is really important. I feel like it's kind of like bleed into animal politics, you know what I mean? Or rather civil rights, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, have you read Animal Farm by George Orwell?
Yeah, I have. I think it's I don't know. What are your opinions on it actually? Let me ask that.
Well, yeah, I think we need to do Animal Farm, you know?
Like in real life?
Yeah, like
we just need to have Animal Farm?
All the animals, like in like the farm, should like do Animal Farm.
But they should actually just like reenact it.
Yeah, like on stage.
Oh, like a musical or something.
Yeah, because then like people would realize like, hey, animals can be human too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I just I don't know how like well you've read into that literature, but I don't know how I would personally feel about the things with the chickens. How like much do you know about what happens to the chickens in Animal Farm?
I don't remember. All I remember is the pigs and the horses and the
The horse glue,
zebras.
The zebras. I remember the giraffes too. That was a really big part of the book, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I'm pretty sure what happens is that the hens are like forced to like lay eggs, and then they're like, hey, we kind of don't want to do that, and then like 9 of them die. Yeah, it really is like disheartening because you know, it was based in truth. So I just have a feeling, I mean, George Orwell kept his he was pretty tight-lipped over the whole thing, but I do feel like that kind of actually happened in some you know, communist farms. And I don't know how I feel about it. I you know, it's like an older book. It's a lot more dated, so they got away with doing stuff like that a little bit earlier, but I don't know how, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you get it. I'm sure you understand.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Thank you for educating me on the problems facing chickens today.
Yeah, it's really in depth, and I do think it's important to educate people on these matters because you can't expect everyone to understand the first time, you know? It's not as simple as, oh, just educate yourself, look this up. You know, it's important to kind of talk to people about these issues, I think.
So what are some things that people often do to chickens that you would like them to stop?
That's a really rough question, actually. I'm actually glad you asked. If I'm being honest, it really depends on the farmer or whoever is taking care of that chicken in particular. I do think it's important that people make sure that the chickens are well taken care of, depending on whether or not they have a rooster as well. Just like making sure those. To be honest, I think a lot of what you'll find in pecking orders is that usually that there's a real. Please don't. Look, I okay. So I'm a break character for a little bit, which is like I'm gonna actually like tell you about pecking orders here because I like looked at a lot of documentaries on how chickens work. Okay, so this is like a little schooling session. Okay, it's so fun. But actually in pecking orders, what you'll find is usually chickens are pretty autonomous. They can do just fine as long as you give them food and water, because usually a rooster can take care of like maybe like 10 to 14 hens at once, and usually the rooster takes pretty good care of them. They actually have call like different calls for like if there's a predator above ground and a predator below ground, stuff like that. They can take care of, they can they're pretty good predator animals as well. They can like eat frogs and rats themselves if they're hungry. They're pretty good for that reason. And the pecking order like describes like the hierarchy as like the ladies. That's how they're arranged basically. And you know, who gets the most food and who's like in charge. So usually as long as like you just make sure that the roosters aren't beating each other up, and that the beating up their hens rather, and the hens aren't being too violent with each other, because like hens can like lose an eye over a fight. They go to town on each other, man. As long as you just make sure that they're in and don't like force them. Make sure they're not stressed out. Here if you're ever gonna become a chicken farmer, Cole, if like their like egg shape like changes like a whole lot, they're probably stressed out. You know what I mean?
So I had a chicken lay a triangular prism. What does that mean?
Yeah. I think your chicken is Egyptian, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was just trying to give you like a warning. So I would just suggest looking into that. Maybe reading the 10 plagues to it. Like reading the story of the 10 plagues. See how they feel about that. If they start like you know balking about it, just like, then I guess you kind of understand. Does that make sense, you know?
Yeah, I found him in King Kluck's tomb, so
oh yeah, that I think that's a pretty big indicator. Actually, you might be hitting a little close to home. There might be something that reminds him of home, maybe.
Yeah,
I would make sure there's not too many like, I don't know, like old men talking to like praying to a god. I would make sure there's not too many of those around them. Might remind him of something. Yeah,
my chicken farm's actually in the basement of a church. So
oh yeah, that might be that's not really a good environment for your chickens. They aren't really depending on the breed, especially. You can kind of, it's a tough situation, but you get what I'm saying, right? You might have to move where the coop is. Let them go on to greener pastures and allow them to be in a more neutral environment. May I suggest, in order to kind of like counteract the effects, I would suggest going to the house of a pagan woman who uses Tumblr. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, that's my suggestion. And then after a few months of that, just like take them to like a pasture, let them go. They should be fine. Okay? That's my professional advice for you.
So I think this is my last chicken question, and it's a little off topic, but this is something I think our audience really needs to know. Mm-hmm. In your opinion, should Kentucky Fried Chicken be declared a terrorist organization?
That's a really rough question. I think they're hiding something, if I'm being honest with you. I don't know. I get a little choked up about companies that sell the you know, corpses of my dead ancestors, you know?
Yeah.
And it's considered a legitimate business. There's something that you can do, give Caesar's things to Caesar, you know what I mean? But I do feel like something is being hidden. I do personally, in the chicken community, they are declared a terrorist organization, and I really do think it's sick. And I hope But the thing is that it's really hard to prove that nowadays, and to kind of, because actually, and this is not me trolling, the like spice mix that they use on, the corpses of like, my siblings and everything. Only like three people in the world know the spice mix, and they can't be on the same plane at any point in time. Like that's actually me being serious. Like they can't be there. But I do think that has a lot to do with it. They're kind of covering their tracks, so to say. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Would you rather a Kentucky Fried Popcorn Nugget or a McNugget?
McNuggets are pretty smacking, to be honest. They're pretty smacking. They're actually a lot. No, they're really good. I like them. I like the shapes of them too. I think the shapes are fun.
Part of what I like about the Dons, as we call it here too, is Ronald McDonald's just such a relatable character for me. Like, I really see myself in him, and like, he just makes me feel comfortable about who I am.
So you're a Ronald McDonald Kenny is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I'm a Ronald McDonald simp.
Simp? Okay. All right, let me write this down. This is really important information.
I used to always, like, go in the play place when I was little. You know, it was really fun. I'd like go down the slide, and, like, I'd climb up the slide. And the employee would yell at me.
And who would yell at you?
You know, the employee, like, don't go up the
Yeah.
slide.
Get off
My
the
parents, I
slide.
guess.
Yeah. How many times did you like find bodily like waste or fluid in the play place? Because I found it like way too many times.
Maybe I was just ignorant, but I don't think I ever found it.
Man, I wish that was me.
I found like so much fucking piss in like pools and shit, but not in play places.
I see.
I think like the more you pee in the pool, the like stingier the chlorine gets in your eyes, and like some pools that like, oh my God, you just can't even be in like the room. You know, you just have to leave or like put on sunglasses or something.
Put on sunglasses. I
You know,
mean,
like block the pee chlorine from getting in.
the P, yeah, of course.
Not
Yeah.
phosphorus chloride, like just pee, like, you know, pee-pee urine chlorine.
PP urine, yeah, of course.
Yeah, like nothing to
I'm
do with
very
phosphorus.
not. I have no clue what it, like. I'm not really that big on chemistry, although I'm sure it's like basic chemistry.
I'm actually Chemistry Cole.
Your chemistry call? Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm a rapper. I have a few songs. They're not.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, is I think I've heard that you have like a hit single
Yeah, the
somewhere.
Science Shuffle. I can actually teach all the listeners how to do the Science Shuffle if they'd like.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, educate us. I'll do it while you tell everyone.
So the first thing you have to do, and this is a very vital part of the Science Shuffle, is you need to put your hands up high.
All right,
And
I'm
by
doing
doing
that.
this, we're just paying homage to God for creating science. Then you have to put your knees down low, and you do
Okay.
this while keeping your hands above your head, by the way.
Okay, hold on. Let me like get up out of my chair. All right, I'm doing it.
And the reason you put your knees down low is because when we started chemistry, there was like only some rows of elements, but as we discovered more elements, the periodic table got lower. So we're like paying homage to that. What happens
Yeah.
after that? Knees up high, put your hands up high, knees down low. Oh, then you turn around, and that's
Okay.
symbolizing like how Einstein like totally changed physics when he came up with the theory of relativity.
Yeah.
Your hands should still be in the air, by the way. Then you move
Okay.
your elbows. So you move both your elbows out, kind of like you're doing the chicken dance.
Okay. Yeah.
And yeah, that's just to symbolize that, like, I don't know, I just like chickens.
Okay, of
And then
course.
you have to say, it's a science shuffle. And then
It's
you,
a
like,
science shuffle. Yeah.
kind of like wave your hands to the right of you and the left, kind of like you're like wiggling maracas or something.
Okay.
And that's just to symbolize maracas because I really like maracas.
Okay.
And then you have to keep doing it, and you just do it like a whole bunch of times.
All right.
Yeah, that's how you do the science shuffle.
I'm just gonna do it for like, what, like 5 minutes? How long is the song?
I think it's like a minute 30.
Okay. I don't know how long it's been since we started this, but I'm gonna do it for like about 30 seconds. I don't know. We'll count. It's the science shuffle, guys. If you're at home, please do this. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling all of the science right now.
Yeah, if you don't do it, I might actually come to your house and kill you.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad I'm doing the science shuffle, but am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, so it's part of my new record. I'm currently working on it. I might make one or two more songs. You're the proton to my neutron. Yep.
That's beautiful to hear. I real talk just like sat there, just staring, like into space while doing the science shuffle. My future is looking really bright. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
The other day, I was talking to. I think yesterday I was talking to Lee. And by the way, I'm pretty sure everyone knows Lee. He was like the first guest we ever had on this podcast. And I was showing him like fart videos, like diarrhea fart videos, and I was laughing for like a solid like half minute. And then I was like, man, I'm supposed to like have a job interview on Monday. I'm supposed to go out into the workforce. Can you believe that? And now I just sat there shaking and like with my hands up in the air and squatting. This is like my who I am as a person, Cole.
Did you fart?
Did I fart? I love those images where it's like, do you fart?
Yeah.
That stuff is like comedy gold. Holy crap.
There's like some guy who lives in Hollywood and he like provides fart sound effects for movies.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just wondering like if that's like an actual.
No, 100%. There's like some guy. No, wait a moment. Because the only time they use like fart jokes are like mostly in kids' movies, and they're like the same. Okay, I actually have a lot to say on this subject because I'm a very strong believer in like fart diversity, and I really don't appreciate how it's like the same stock fart noise where it's like, you know, like I don't like that sound. It needs to have like, okay, this is gonna sound like I have a fetish and I don't have a fetish, but I think the best fart noises are the one where it's like stifled and then like it bubbles up, you know what I mean? And you know, it's like a little, and then like it and then it like goes into a, you know, that right there is gold. That's golden. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm. I like the farts after you drink like a Red Bull where it's like you have wings and it's like kind of like your cheeks just kind of like propel you, you know.
Really? I've never actually had a Red Bull. I think I missed out on like a really big part of like teenage life because I, you know, like I never had like energy drinks. It really sucks actually.
Yeah, I had one sip of Mountain Dew Kickstart once and that's it.
that's all you need to have.
Yeah. It like
that changes a person.
It like punctured my neural artery and I've never been the same. Yeah.
Man, that, to be honest though, like even like smelling like some like monster energy, it like makes me like want to punch a wall. Really? It has like something in it that just like incites like horror. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like punching walls. Punching walls. Oh, are you like a big fan of that?
Yeah, I like thinking about like the absurdity of human existence, and then I like punch the wall.
The absurdity of human existence.
Yeah, because like we search for meaning, yet there is no meaning. So it's like you know, the absurdist cycle.
Of course. Are we gonna get philosophical here?
I think. Therefore, I am.
I am. Yeah, that's true. Is the cat dead or alive?
Wait, there's a meme I saw about this. It was really good.
Oh really?
I have to scroll up through voice chat related all my like Among Us memes and shit.
Among Us has ruined everything. To be honest, I'm really tell Schrodinger that I survived.
Tell Schrodinger that I survived.
that is amazing.
Yeah, we might have to
that
describe
means like
it
a lot. Yeah, it okay, yeah, so I'll put my hand at it, or I can like upload like an Imgur image and I'll put it in like the description. I probably won't do that because it's too much work. No. I'll make it the title card.
Oh yeah.
That's what I'll do. It'll be the title card. So just in case the listeners want to know though, it's like a wrinkly Persian cat. And this is it's like anthropomorphized, right? And it's wearing a suit, smoking like a cigar. Is that a cigar? I'm not sure. It has a yellow eye and then like a the other eye is like a metal eyeball. I don't know. And it has tattoos and then a gold watch. And then it says in impact font, tell Schrodinger that I survived.
Yeah. Man, I bet he liked doorbells.
He liked doorbells?
Yeah, because like Schrodinger, you know.
Why?
Ding dong. You know, like,
ding
when
dong.
Like,
when you go to ding dong.
Yeah, like I bet like people he like ring the bell and it would go like Schrodinger. Be like, what am I even talking about? I'm just I think I took the say absurd things a bit too literally.
Literally, no, it's perfectly fine. Schrodinger. Now, on the topic of doorbells, though, like the doorbells that go ding dong, ding dong, and then it's like ding dong, ding dong. Like that gives me anxiety for some reason. That's it. I just hate door. I hate a doorbell like that. It was just a simple ding. It's like S tier. You know what I mean? Have you ever heard like the doorbells that buzz though?
Oh, like bah! Like that?
Yeah. Like have you ever witnessed a doorbell like that? It's like the worst experience ever.
Oh
like,
my god!
The
lady, her name's Dorothy. She waxes my unibrow. She has a doorbell like that.
She waxes your. You have a unibrow?
Well, like I used to, and I'd always go to her, and she'd put this like sugar stuff on it, and then like rip it off, so I'd have like normal eyebrows again.
Normal eyebrows.
But now I just kind of like pluck it, so it's like fairly clean. But yeah, it's just like normal eyebrows.
Interesting. I mean, unibrows are pretty cool. I think. I am. I'm not here to tell you like what you should do with your own like brows or anything. But I think they could be pretty cool. No, you know what though? I have like really strong eyebrow opinions. Like those like that like trend where like people are like hiking up their eyebrows like with hair gel is disgusting. It's ugly. It's so ugly. Why would you ever do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Hold on. Holy crap. Cole, you have opened Pandora's box. It's like, I don't know how to explain it.
Doorbells. Wouldn't it be cool if there's a doorbell that played Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang, like, in its entirety whenever you rang it?
Rapper's Delight.
Well, you don't know that song?
I don't know if I do.
It's the one that goes, you do the hip, the hop, the hippy hop, the hip, hip, hop, and you don't stop. Do the bang, bang, boogie,
oh,
to the
yeah.
boogie, to the rhythm, to the boogie, to the rhythm, the bee. Now, what you say is not a test. I'm rapping to the bee. Like, yeah.
I'm going to ask you to continue.
Oh, I don't. That's... My aunt, my aunt Lori, she knows like every single word and she'll like sing it at a family gathering. But I don't know.
Yeah. I sent the picture to you in No Micers. That's like not like the best. Like the best example, but they'll like put their eyebrow hairs like straight up. And it's not like, I feel like it works for some people, but I think some people just go way too far with it. People who have this idea that, oh, you need like really thick eyebrows. I don't know. I think it's just a weird trend. Weird makeup trends that are going on here. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to find like a good thing to send you. I feel like it looks kind of like the Grinch.
The Grinch. Yeah. It does, though. Yeah.
I was in a play called The Grunch in grade 8.
You're a theater kid?
Well, typically I do I'll do like the lighting.
Me too.
Hey.
Yeah, I was. Yay! Hey, tech crew gang out Woo. Here. I used to always be like running crew or running crew manager.
Yeah,
I'm just that awesome.
One year they didn't need a tech kid, but I still wanted to go to the drama festival that we always have, so I like decided to act. And it was called The Grunch, and it was like. This really lame Grinch ripoff where, like, there's this kid, I think Rudy Grunch, and he's like, I don't want to be in the musical or something. And then they're all like, teach him the meaning of theater or some shit. I was like the Shakespeare kid.
You were the Shakespeare kid?
Yeah, I remember. I had like a super high note. Like, I did like an opera part, like, aww, or something like that.
And how did that go for you?
It went well. Like, I got to be like very dramatic, but I kind of like slowly changed from Shakespeare to Australian as I like continued practicing my lines. It was fun. I had a mullet back then too.
Mullet. That is great.
Yeah. They made me tie it into a rat tail when I performed because I don't know, I guess they were embarrassed of my mullet or something in the school. And recently I was talking to, my friends and another server, Levi and Gracie, and we were talking about Drama Fest. I didn't know them back when we did this Drama Festival, and they said, oh, the only thing I remember about that was the kid with the terrible rat tail, and I'm like, that was me, so now they are my enemies.
Yeah. Ah, beautiful. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I'll have to send this podcast to them now.
Yeah, you have to send it to them now. Thank you. I hope they enjoyed it if they do. We've had a great what we talked about. What was going on? Okay, let's like refer back. What was going on with that whole thing where we just pretended to basically be furries? It's like a good like 20 minutes. What was going on there?
I think we were just talking about issues for animals like us.
I was surprised we didn't talk about PETA throughout that entire conversation.
That makes me furious.
Okay. I think that's okay, guys. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'm just kidding.
You know what really sucks about being a chicken farmer?
What?
Like, I always I want to like send people my cock, but like they think I'm talking about like my penis, but I'm talking about like my like rooster, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's like one of the worst parts.
Yeah, it's always like so confusing, and they're like, "Whoa, don't send that!" I'm like, "No, I just mean my rooster."
I mean, just my rooster, man. Like, come on, I'm just head in the gutter. Yeah. Oh my god.
I think our society is like too dirty, you know.
Society, yeah, of course.
Yeah,
they are. I can't. Every single time someone says the word society, my mind just breaks for a little bit. So give me a little moment here to like
live in a society.
My mind is broke. Like there are so many just words that are just ruined for me. Like among, just like the word among us. Among us, and then society. What other stuff is there? Based. That's ruined for me.
Based and red-pilled.
Yeah, red-pilled. What did you... You know...
Hello, everyone. Brooke text-to-speech here. After our guest finally listened to the podcast, it was decided that the content in this next segment is no longer suitable for the audience in which they will share to. There was no way to seamlessly cut through over 10 minutes of discussion, so that's why I'm here. Anyway, enjoy this small intermission, smile. Intermission over, enjoy the podcast.
Yeah, remember like the Eggo Mini ad that was like the really good song?
No.
Kellogg's Eggo Minis are four times the fun. Eggo, my Eggo Minis. That one.
No, but I want to listen to it now. Hold on, I'll put this in my notes. Just so you know, here's some of my notes that I have written down. Ronald McDonald, The Absurdity of Human Existence, 50 Shades of Grey, Surf's Up, and then Eggo Song. So, I thought you should know that.
Oh, so we're ready to start filming now?
Start filming! Filming what?
Podcast.
I don't know if you know this, Cole, but we've been recording this entire time.
Oh shit, I like swore and stuff.
Oh, you did? Oh my god, we can't put this on the internet now.
Oh my god, I'm gonna be running for like what am I gonna be running for? I'm gonna be running for like president or something, and then like Joe Biden.
I'm gonna pop up.
Yeah, Joe Biden or whoever I'm running against is gonna be like, "Yo, Cole, you're canceled," and he's gonna show like a video of me like talking about like shit or something.
And that's
they're talking about farting. He's gonna like show the segment when I talk about farting.
Yeah. The farting segment.
You want to support a man who among us?
Oh man, you support a man who sends Discord crash gifts? What a guy!
Oh my god! I want to should I send one to Craig?
You're gonna what?
Should I send one to Craig?
Yeah, like DM him and see what he says. He still hasn't started the DuckDuckGoose thing. That's like the only reason why we actually started the recording was just so that we could play DuckDuckGoose and call, but he hasn't really done anything yet.
Oh my god, fucking Craig.
I know, right? He's like so rude sometimes. I don't know. I keep him around, but you know.
Don't call me rude. I'm Craig.
Hey. Imagine, man, imagine being British, Cole.
Man, I like Britain.
You like British people?
Yeah. Actually, the only like British person I've the British person my age I've met, and he for some reason thought he was like a psychologist, because he took like grade 8 psychology or something. Yeah, so he like I was hanging out with this like girl at her tent, and we were playing like Rick and Morty cards, and he just comes up and he's like, "There's tension between you," or something like that. He's like, "I can feel it. I took 1 year of psychology, and I'm in grade 9," and it was like so fucking awkward. Like we ended up dating later. We're broken up now. But like that was like when we were just friends. So it's like so weird.
That's just strange. You know, I've taken psychology in grade 8, so I know that you just farted. That's basically
that fart symbolized.
I know your dirty little secret, Cole. It symbolizes you moving on and leaving your past self behind. Man, I love people like that who take one class in something And then they're like, ooh, I'm an expert now. I love people like that. They're so
well,
fun
I mean,
to
be
talk
fair,
to.
He was right because
they are just wrong.
Like each other, but like, it was just like, yeah, a bit of an asshole to get to still. Yeah,
it's like, ooh, I'm so correct about everything. I don't know. I'm not the biggest fan of that approach to things.
Oh, yeah.
But I know everything, so. Yeah, of course. What a great time. Okay. So.
Oh, wow.
I think it's been about like an hour now since Craig has joined and I'm getting tired of him. So, do you want to...
I think we should go another hour.
Do you want to end here? Or do you have something else
oh, no,
to
it's
ask?
Fun.
Go a whole other hour? Yeah, of course. I've got a whole... Do you have anything for to tell like the listeners or anything?
Attention, all podcast listeners. John Wick has landed in Tilted Towers and he needs your help to take out the squad and get that victory royale. All he needs is your credit card number, the 3 digits on the back, and the expiration date. So please send those to me, and I will ensure that John Wick finds the imposter.
The imposter, of course. Thank you so much for notifying us. I'll leave your Discord.
I don't know if we need this traceable back
the
to me.
Description.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. If I get any credit cards, I'm spending that stuff. But like you know.
Well, we're not gonna spend it. We're gonna help John Wick.
Use it on Amazon. But anyway. Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, like spending it on stuff to help John Wick, of course. You know, for the greater good. Like of course. Yeah, scratch tickets are gonna be really helpful. I've never actually seen a John Wick movie, but that's neither here nor there. I'll watch it soon. But anyway, Cole, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it, and thank you for you're our second guest on this podcast. How does it feel?
Good. I feel good. Like a wolf.
That's good. I'm glad. Did you have a fun time on the podcast? Like a wolf. That's what he did. That's what he just did.
You
just woke up your entire house with that,
like,
probably.
I laugh so loudly that they're like, "Cole, you're laughing too loudly."
But it is actually really late. I don't want to keep you for too long. But only 1:22. No, you should probably go to bed. But anyway, guys, thank you guys so much for listening in, and thank you, Cole, for being on the Roost podcast. Once again, my name is Brooke, and I guess toodle pip, toodle low, and goodbye. Don't be shook.
put your hands up high and your knees down low. You turn around and you move your elbow. One more time. I say put your hands up high and your knees down low. You turn around and you move your elbow. It's the science shuffle. It's the science shuffle.